McCabe is the Detroit Free Press prep. Are you the editor now of that, or just the prep guru?
I'm just a writer, one of the guys.
Well, you do a great job. How many years have you been there now?
This is my 41st.
Oh, my goodness. You look great, Mick.
Oh, really? Well, please. Hey, tell some chicks that, okay? It looks old, weather-beaten to the other, you know, the females. So.
Well, Mick, we're going to talk a little sports toward the end of our conversation, but a column you wrote really touched a nerve with me because I am the product of a single parent and my mom. My dad bailed. Mm-hmm. She brought me up. I thought did a pretty good job. Did such a good job that not only did she get Mother's Day cards, but on Father's Day I sent my mom cards.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So when you wrote the column, and I believe it was in Sunday's paper, talking about Eastern Michigan football coach Ron English sells single mom short, it just really got to me. Now, he has since apologized. We'll talk about that. But let's talk about the story. How did you hear about it, and what gave you pause to write about it? Because your column was right on and was a great piece.
Well, thank you. It was a paragraph in the Detroit News story, and I just couldn't believe that they just left it alone. They were talking about his recruiting, and he said, we wanted guys that had a father in their background, a guy that's raised by his mom all the time, and please don't take me wrong, but the reality is that you've got to teach that guy how to be taught by a man. And I couldn't believe that's, you know, he wasn't asked to explain that further, because I said, you got to be kidding me. He just basically said that he wasn't going to recruit guys from homes where there wasn't a father.
And, Mick, that really struck me from a couple of different aspects. As someone who grew up in an environment where there were a lot of single-parent homes in Mount Clemens, I saw moms do great jobs. And our school at the time was 50-50 when it came to black-white. Mm-hmm. And so I saw this firsthand. There were a lot of guys out there who ended up going to college and getting good jobs and whatnot. And just like you've seen, I've seen, too, in working in sports in the state of Michigan, whether it's Michigan, Michigan State, Central, wherever you go, there are a lot of kids who come from single-parent homes where the mom is the breadwinner, the mom is raising these kids, and they're black. Mm-hmm. And so for him to be an African-American, that really made me pause.
Yeah, and, you know, in the column I mentioned a couple of guys. Anthony Adams, whose mom took him to coach Jim Reynolds at King and said, hey, I want him to play football. She thought that'd be a good way for him to get out his aggression. And he ended up signing with Penn State, and he starts for the Bears now. And to make sure it wasn't strictly a black-white issue, I talked about Pete Kripalevich from Sterling Heights Stevenson, whose mother was a Polish immigrant and quite an athlete in her time and in Poland. And she had him playing soccer because that's what she knew, but she was smart enough to say, hey, soccer's never making it here on a grand scheme, and she knew what a good athlete he was, so she encouraged / forced him to play football. He ended up signing with Notre Dame and playing in the NFL for a while. And, I mean, I could have gone on and on. I got an email from Tyrone Wheatley saying, hey, I was raised by my aunt, my grandmother, and my mom. And I, you know, wrote him back and said, yeah, they did a pretty good job, but you wouldn't have been able to play for Ron English.
And, you know, Mick, if we take the black-white issue out of this, I don't know if you recall Dick Chapman, who was
the coach at one time.
The
football coach.
Well, probably a third of the players on my team came from single-parent homes.
Sure.
Dick Chapman was white. He had some assistant coaches, Nelson Jackson, I can remember, who were black. They were our father figures. They looked after us, make sure we were getting our grades. If we need, they looked after us like we were their sons, and I just can't believe that got pie Ron English.
Right, and Al Snyder, who was the boys' basketball coach at the club back then, I know he was a father figure for a lot of African American guys too. And you know, anytime you say And don't get me wrong. It's kind of like that. It's just like saying, with all due respect, which means look out, mama, because it's coming at you with both barrels. I just thought it was idiotic. But and the one thing they got cut out of the paper because of space is last year in February, English signed 23 players at Eastern Michigan. Two were from the state of Michigan. I'm sorry, he signed 23 kids to letters of intent, okay, national letters of intent. Only two were from the state of Michigan.
And as you and I both know, Western, although they are close to Indiana and Illinois, really tries to focus on the state of Michigan. And you look at CMU, all their guys, and there's a lot of talent. He's right by Detroit.
Yeah, Western Michigan recently has not done a good job recruiting Michigan in football. They've done a better job in basketball. And they've always said that's the best job in the Mid-American Conference is Western because it's between Chicago and Detroit halfway. And they've gotten away from recruiting Michigan for some unknown reason, which may be why they struggle so much. But Central Michigan, you know, when Herb Duramney was there, at one point every single player on their roster was from the state of Michigan. Now, you can't do that anymore, but they live and die at Central with kids from the state of Michigan. The bulk of their kids obviously are from Michigan.
Well, your story went national. As a matter of fact, you are named and quoted quite a bit in Andrea Adelson's ESPN's Football Nation blog.
Oh, really?
That was blogged on the 10th at 9:45 a.m. And in Sunday's Free Press column, Mick McCabe wrote, and she goes on. Now, he has since then made an apology. Do you know how and when he did that?
Yeah, and this is really important. I called him and left messages on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and he never got back to me before I wrote the column. Now, he did make a call late Saturday after the column was long gone, but after the column came out and then people started calling him, and then all of a sudden, oh, geez, maybe I said something that wasn't right. And obviously it never occurred to him that he did. And so then he issued an apology to a writer from AnnArbor.com. But, you know, he went, you know, long ways before he ever and he had to know something when he said, and don't get me wrong. I mean, he had to know he was going somewhere he shouldn't have gone. And if he would have just returned a call, just shown some common courtesy that, you know, I mean, I remember Jim Harkema, the former football coach at Eastern, went, hello. They were trying to throw Eastern out of the MAC in 84, and then they won the MAC championship in 87 and won the California Bowl. Whenever I called, he returned my calls. Milton Barnes returned my calls at Eastern, former basketball coach when they were good. For this guy not to return a call is just insulting.
Well, if I was going to be a comedian, I could say you'd think he was a smart guy, but he wouldn't have took the Eastern job if that was the case, and he wouldn't come from Michigan, you know, because of their misfortunes the last couple of years. But seriously, Mick, I've got to think that set aside the apology, this is going to hurt him recruiting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because he's the PSL coaches already didn't think very much of him with the way he's recruited, not signing a single player from the PSL. The two kids he signed last year from the state of Michigan, one was from Flint, Carmen, Ainsworth. The other was from South Haven. And so you didn't recruit anybody in southeastern, you know, the metropolitan Detroit area. So they don't like him very much anyway. And so many of these coaches in the PSL, they're from single-parent homes too. And then you're insulting them again that they're not good enough to get them ready to be coached by a man at the college level.
Well, that's suicide because you think how hard Michigan and Michigan State recruit the city of Detroit.
Right, absolutely. And Eastern Michigan, when they were good in 87, they had a ton of players from southeastern Michigan on their roster. I mean, it dominated their roster.
All right, before we let you go, two more questions.
Sure.
Who are going to be the best football teams in the state of Michigan this fall?
I don't know yet. Right now, it looks like the usual suspects. You know, Rockford's going to be good. Canton's going to be good. Detroit Catholic Central, Macomb, Dakota over here. Those teams. Oh, and of course, Muskegon's going to be pretty good. East Grand Rapids should be pretty good. I can't imagine them winning another state championship because they lost so much last year. Lowell will be good. I think Holt has a chance to be one of the best.
And they get Rockford this year.
Yeah, the second game of the year, and I think it's at Holt. And those Rockford kids are going to be ready based on what happened last year. And I think Hazlitt has a chance to be special. I think they're a team also that's capable of being in Ford Field the Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, as you know, DeWitt was very good last year. They lost their quarterback, but a lot of their skill guys back. I'll give you another team to watch out for because they were good last
year.
Williamston's going to be good this year.
Yep. Yeah, whether they're going to be good enough to be a state contender, I'm not sure. But you're right, they have some real quality kids back.
Well, it's football season, Mick.
Yes, it is.
That's good. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, anytime, Tony.